With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Jordan severs a key diplomatic link with Israel over the war with Hamas.
Key U.S. ally Amman says it has recalled its ambassador from Israel. Jordanian authorities have too told Israel's ambassador to remain out of the country in protest over the what it calls the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Deputy Prime Minister Ayman El-Safadi, who is also the foreign minister, says the return of the ambassadors is linked to Israel stopping its war on Gaza and the humanitarian catastrophe it's causing. Jordan signed a peace deal with Egypt in 1994, the second Arab country after Egypt to do so.
Correspondent Charles Delodesma. Meanwhile, after more than 3 weeks of siege, the first Palestinians have been allowed to leave Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, employers posting 9.6 million job openings in September, a sign that the U.S. job market remains strong in the face of higher interest rates. Layoffs fell and the number of Americans quitting their jobs virtually unchanged. The Fed is expected to make a move today that it hasn't done in nearly 2 years.
The Fed is expected to keep its key short-term interest rate unchanged for a second straight policy meeting. That's the clearest sign to date that the Fed is edging closer to ending its series of rate hikes. The economy has been moving mostly in the direction that Chair Jerome Powell has hoped for. Powell will likely highlight the progress the central bank has made while still underscoring that inflation remains too high and that future rate hikes might be needed to finally slow inflation to the Fed's 2% target. Donna Porter, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 46 points. The NASDAQ adding 80 points ahead of the announcement. This is SRN News. 40 Days for Life does it again.
The biannual pro-life prayer vigil wraps up its fall campaign this Sunday. And so far, more than 200 women seeking abortions have decided not to. 40 Days for Life organizes silent prayer outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. and in several foreign countries. Since it all began in 2007, more than 26,000 unborn babies have been saved. 251 abortion clinic workers have quit their job, and 145 clinics have shut down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch says that revenue growth in most of its global regions have been offset by a drop in North American sales, and that was sparked by its decision to partner with a transgender influencer. Bud Light sales plunged amid an ongoing national backlash after the brand teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman. This is SRN News. The inflation that has been wearing on European consumers fell sharply to 2.9% in October, its lowest in more than 2 years.
Fuel prices fell and rapid interest rate hikes from the European Central Bank took hold. But that encouraging news was balanced by official figures showing economic output in the 20 countries that use the euro shrank by 0.1% in the July to September quarter. Germany, the largest of the 20 countries that use the euro, saw its economy output fall by 0.1%, while the number two economy, France, only scraped out 0.1% growth.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Toyota's profit in the latest quarter jumped nearly threefold from a year ago as vehicle sales grew around the world, and a cheap yen boosted the Japanese automaker's overseas earnings. Toyota reporting an $8.5 billion quarterly profit. More details at SRNNews.com.